Pastor Mike McCoy, welcoming you to the time of truth. First Chronicles, chapter number 4. This is everyone's go-to book when they're looking for some serious reading. They jump right into First Chronicles. Little sarcasm there. Dr. Thigpen told us one time at the Bible Institute, he said, "Gentlemen, I read First Chronicles." He said, "And I read through them names as fast as I can." They are difficult. Brother Gordon said it this morning. These names and hillbilly English don't go together. They're hard to pronounce, these names. But I'm not going to read genealogy to you tonight. I'm in 1 Chronicles 4 and verse number 9 and 10. You all have probably heard of this before. They call it the prayer of Jabez. But I want to preach on blessings for just a minute, or teach or share. Just share. I'll call it sharing. On blessings tonight. 1 Chronicles chapter 4 and verse number 9. If you found that, shout amen for me. "And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. And Jabez called on the Lord, called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested." Father, we love you. Thank you for this night, the chance to be behind the desk again in the house of God. And I pray, Lord, that you'll do a work through this word tonight. And I pray, God, you would accept it and it'd be a blessing. I pray you'd fill my mouth and guard my tongue. Preach me inside the bounds of the book. And I'm asking you, Lord, to touch the hearts of the people. Let this be a blessing to them. Lord, like the thought has been a blessing to me, God, my heart's desires to be a blessing. So, Lord, honor your word tonight with your power and for your glory. I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now, some years back, there was a man wrote a book on the prayer of Jabez, and people bought it, and it went number one. It's the number one bestseller. And I disagree with the thought behind that book, because let me tell you something. I know Mark 11:24 is true. I know that you can ask God. He said, whatsoever your heart desire, ask, and it shall be given you. I understand these things of God, but you got to ask it in the will of God. And you know what? It's not God's will that everybody have a lot of money. It's not God's will that everybody be healed. It's not God's will that there not be any troubles or everybody's going to be ice cream and sunshine all the way. That's not the will of God. In this world, Jesus said, ye shall have tribulation. Now, if the Lord Christ suffered persecution and tribulation most of the time he was here once he began to preach, long as he wasn't preaching, they pretty much left him alone. But when he stepped out, claimed who he was, and began to preach the word of God with authority and anointing, they didn't have much use for him. And you're going to have all these things, but still in that, God does honor prayers of his people. So here's the way I pray. I ask for very few miracles. It's rare. I could probably count on both hands the times I've asked God for miracles. He has answered miraculously most of those times. Not always, but most of them. I've seen God do some things that was just miraculous. The prayer of Jabez here hits in the genealogy of Judah. He's in the lineage of Judah. You know, Judah didn't have too good a start. Judah had a pretty rough way to go, and God actually blessed from an adulterous relation with his daughter-in-law, and Perez is where the lineage comes down through, even through Jesus. But I find Jabez in this, and this afternoon I didn't have time to put in this what I wanted to, but I want us to think about tonight blessings just for a little bit. And I'm thinking on this, and I'm trying to fight run the lineage down. Now, if you read Chronicles, I'm telling you, it'll twist you up, because it gives a lineage over here, and it jumps over here, and these guys came before the ones you already read about, and you're going, whoa, hold on here. So if you don't have a chronological Bible, I'd suggest you buy one, and it'll really help you. It helped me this afternoon, and I found in the research, because here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking, how did Jabez know to ask God for these things? I mean, you're not going to find a lot of this in the law. The law says do, and God will do. God gives them a line of things. He says, you do this, I'll do this. You're obedient here, here's what you'll get because of it. Here is the condition of blessing, and it comes all the way down through there. God said, you do that, can't bless you. You do that, I will bless you. So here we have a guy in the lineage of Judah. And just quickly, I thought, number one, who was his example of blessing? He had to know that blessing was possible. And who was his example? I thought maybe it's David. Well, he's way before David. So it wasn't David. Certainly wasn't Grandpa Judah. He's not looking at him thinking, boy, now that's a blessing. That's what I want. No, he's going back a little further than that. And he has the law, the writings of Moses. Maybe they've took him to Sunday law school. I don't know. They did post it on the door of their tent, or the post of their house, if they had a house. At this time, I don't think they had a house, but of their tent. And there was the word of God. And he seen that. He had to go back somewhere and see the example of blessing. In order, you won't ask for something unless you think it's a possibility that you're going to get it. He's asking for something, and I'm not finding prior in the law. I'm not seeing where God commands you, ask me for a blessing, until he gets to Malachi. Well, that's long after this. Here's what I pray this every day for you as a body. And I pray for my own personal family a little different. I pray, Lord, bless us to be a blessing. Enlarge our coast. Now, I don't pray that for you, because I don't know if you want your coast enlarged. You may be just right where you're at, and you don't want any more. Don't go no farther, and you're not going any farther. You're where you're going to be. So I don't pray that for you, but I'm wanting my family. I'm not asking him to give me more stuff. I'm asking him spiritually to enlarge our coast. And God showed me a little of that this morning when Dusty is leading the singing. It set my field on fire. Because that's about six generations of men leading singing in church house for the cause of Christ. And it might go back farther than that. That's your great-great-grandpa Job's, far back as I know, had a guy named great-great-grandpa Job Carlock. So I pray, bless us to be a blessing, enlarge our coast, but do this. I pray this for you. I pray God to bless you to be a blessing. I leave out the enlarge the coast part for you, but I do for my own family. But I say this, I say, but keep us from evil. I pray that for the children of this church. God, they're in an ungodly world. They're going to ungodly schools. They're going where they're being taught things that is contrary to the word of God and not according to the word of God. And God, keep them from evil today. You know why I know I can do that? Because the example of blessing. So whoever it was Jabez looked back on, maybe he went all the way to Abraham, and God said, I'll bless them that bless you, and I'll curse them that curse you, speaking to the children of Israel. And he done that very thing. I don't know how far he went back, but I know this. He had this. He had an example of blessing. That's what we ought to desire to be to those around us. Be an example of blessing. You look at people. You go into the supermarket. I don't. I sit in the car, wait on Pat. But I watch people coming in and out. And you know what they do? They're the saddest bunch of folk I ever seen in my life. Nobody's smiling. It'd make me mad too if I had to shop. But Pat does it for me. I'm sitting in the car. I'm happy as a lark. I'm showing my teeth. Why? Because I'm not in the grocery store. And I don't care how much she spends. I just pop the trunk and load them in when she gets back. People are miserable today. People sit in churches and they look like they've been sucking lemons. They look like the most miserable thing. I'm going to say something to you guys. If you're sitting up here on the stage, at least smile when somebody's up here singing or doing something, because everybody in the world's watching you on that camera right there. I was at home sick one time, and I'm watching the stage guys, and I thought, Lord, help, them boys look like they are miserable. If you got to do it, get you some tape and put it right here, because when them people are watching, here's what I want them to do. Praise God, we want to be a blessing. We want to be an example of blessing. We're going to help where we can, do what we can. I'll drop the ball. God in heaven knows I've dropped it 500 times, and I'll drop it 500 times more. That's not my intent. My intent is this, to be a blessing. I think we all can be an example. Jabez asked, no doubt, because he had seen somebody else. Number one. Example of blessing. But he not only asked, I think, because the example, I mean, he had to know that he could ask. But here's what he done. He asked because he had an expectation of the blessing. He wasn't just asking to be talking. He was asking, expecting. Now, we have not because we A+. But sometimes when we ask amiss. That's without expectation. Now, I wasn't trying to turn the corner on you there and say, sometimes God don't answer. He'll answer in his will every time. But he won't answer if there's no expectation. Why? Because there was no faith involved in that. And without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So we know we've got to initiate faith in our request. And we have an expectation of that blessing. Now, the book that was written on this was talking about name it and claim it. And you don't have it because you're not asking God for it. And if you'll ask him for it and really believe it, then God's going to fill your house up with stuff. Well, we got too much stuff. Has anybody else got a shed outside besides me? What's it full of? Stuff. Saul hid himself among the stuff. I mean, hey, we got enough stuff. But my expectation of blessing is not stuff, but it is this. It is power with the Lord. It is understanding in the Word. Make us, Brother Jimmy, set in heavenly places. Praise God. You talk about a blessing. I don't know why somebody wasn't saved this morning, because I was turned wrong side out. I mean, God blessed me this morning. I had an expectation of blessing. I got blessed praying over breakfast at the house. And I knew when I got to praying over French toast and he blessed me, it's going to be real good in church. And I had, when I come, an expectation of blessing. Why? What had I done? I had asked him for that. I had seen it exampled over and over again in my life. I've watched it. I watched Ole. I watched Dewey. I've heard the stories of Houston and the ones before that, talking about the goodness of God, that being passed on down to me. There's an expectation, brother, of the blessing of God. You know what you've been to? You've been an example of blessing. You've been an example of blessing. And you know what comes with that, Brother Jimmy? You know what you are? You're an example of blessing. And you know what comes with that then? Expectation. I just expect when I get around them, I'm going to get a blessing. Number one, they're not going to tell me how bad I am, ugly, how bad I preached. I preached too long or too short. No, I'll never hear that thing. I'll never, out of the 30 years I've been knowing Jimmy, and a long time, over 20 with Brother Junior, I've never heard that. You know what? When I get around them, you know what I can expect? Blessing. You're catching on. Any good? Don't you want to be known for that? Oh, Jabez saying, bless me. I don't think he's wanting a blessing that he might be rich. I think he wanted a blessing from God, because there's no one can bless you like the Lord. And it doesn't matter what he gives you in this life or allows you to obtain. Here's what's going to happen. It's going to go away. Wouldn't it be good? Now, somebody's not going to get this. But wouldn't it be if they made every car the same? You'd never want another one. Because when you saw it, it might be a little dirty or whatever. You think, I need to wash my car, but it looks just like that one. Expectation of blessing. Number three, I'm about done. Here's what we have. I'll say it like this. When we are the example of blessing and we have an expectation of blessing, I guarantee you, every time, you know what we'll do? We'll experience blessings. Do you believe that it's more blessed to give than to receive? Whoever bought all them presents for them kids down the road that's packed out in my office over there right now, what a blessing. What an experience to give something to somebody listen, it's more blessed to be able to give than to have to receive. It's more blessed to be the giver. How good it is to bless people. So my experience of blessing, and this is with everybody that's saved, I think, and when we read this, and God granted him that which he requested. Here's my desire, is to experience the blessing of God. The first blessing that every saved individual in here received was God gave every man a measure of faith. What a blessing. You'll not be saved without that. The grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, but it's not saved all men. Why? Because all don't have... They have not initiated their measure of faith to receive the grace. It's a two-part equation. We read it tonight. By grace, you are saved through A plus. You remember what we read? There it is. There it is. The first blessing that we experience, real blessing. I know things and health. And a lot of things that we all take for granted, those are blessings. God, every good gift cometh from above. Every good and every perfect gift cometh from above, down from the Father of lights. So we know where it comes from. But the first greatest blessing we have, our blessings are spiritual more than natural. You know what the Jew wanted? They wanted a natural blessing. And they thought it showed your closeness to God the more you were naturally blessed and possessed. And he's blessed a lot of them. But he's blessed a lot of us old saved Gentiles too. If there's anyone that's in this room tonight and you're in dire straits or having trouble and got great need, You've just not told the right person in this congregation. They'll help you take care of that. Now, we're not going to keep you up and your family the rest of your days. We expect everybody to have a job if they can work, but if they can't work, we'll help if we can. What do we want to be? We want to be a blessing. We want to be an example of blessing. We have an expectation of blessing, and we want to experience a blessing. But it's not just a faith. But then God, within our own family, He lets a blessing go. You know what's sad? This is sad in my heart. And I know, and there's a lot of, there's some of you in here tonight, and you can't help it. You can't help what other people do. But it saddens me greatly when there's no affection or no joy for families, and they don't even want to get together. That's a sad state. You know what? The experience of blessing for me, when I see that car with Dusty, Joe Beth, and little Bud pulling our driveway, it's happy day for this old fella. Because apart from my salvation, that's the greatest blessing in my life. You bless me, Lord, to be a blessing. Let me be an example of blessing. You bless me, Lord, to have expectation of blessing. I'm asking you for this, to make me that example. I have that expectation. He's going to enable me to do that. And you know what? When I do that, you know what I experience every time? Blessing. Experience blessing. You know the only one that's keeping you from doing that tonight? You. Me. Ourselves. There's no one can stop you. Do you know what Jabez means? Sorrowful. His mama named him Sorry. Oh, sorrowful Jabez. But he didn't let what somebody called him keep him from getting what God wanted him to have. Hey, we don't have to let what the world, the devil, the flesh, anything that can come against us, we don't have to let that prevent us from having what God wants us to have. No matter what they call you, no matter what you feel like, no matter what you look like, hey, you can expect, if you ask and have expectation, for God to let you experience the blessing He wants to give you. I could go through story after story in this very place. Some of you weren't here. Dusty said, boy, Dad, I got up to lead the singing. There's a lot of people there I don't know. I said, we've changed congregations about every 6 months. He said, oh, there's still some of them there, I know. But there's several that weren't here when this building was built. Have no idea the miracles, the expectation of blessing, and God brought it to pass. And you know what we've been able to do? Now you've been part, you're part of this now because you're coming here, but you get to experience the blessing from someone that was an example and had an expectation. And now you're shared and you get to experience the blessing God's given us. Isn't that good? Where do we get an example of that? Jesus. Jesus. He's our example of blessing. Our expectation is in Him. And if you ever experience one, it's by and through His hand. Isn't it good to be a blessing? I hope that's our desire, Randall. I hope that's our desire to be a blessing. What kind of world would this be in would we be in if everyone woke up tomorrow morning and said, you know what I'm going to be today? I'm going to be a blessing. And somebody owed them $100 and they went by and said, hey, you don't owe me a dime. You're debt free. You got to be kidding. Why would you do that? I want to be a blessing. You go to the workplace, you walk in with a smile, you're happy, joyful, glad to be there, thankful you got a job. People say, what's wrong with you? I'm just a blessing. It's just, I'm blessed. Example of blessing. We stand at our feet. You may need to pray about something. If you do, you're welcome to come. Pastor Mike McCoy, thanking you for joining us at the Time of Truth.